Simon Tov Nun Aleph Sifyud Aleph Machvash Metagnim Bo frying pan. Uteres Bagolah. Mechaba Paskins is enough to do Agolah, even though there are opinions that you have to do Libun on it, because you use a little bit of oil and sometimes it dries out and then it becomes straight heat source that is absorbing the food. But Lemaisa Mechaba Paskins Mutzim Bagolah. It's too long to fit into the pot of boiling water. You could be magil half of it, put half of it in the boiling water, and then stretch it around, put the other half in. It doesn't have to be in one shot. If it's too long, then the middle part you would have to do a libun. The Rambam says over here, the libun kolder shakash nishrafel esaki, you don't have to do full libun, that it's mamish sparks are coming out of it, and red hot, but it's enough to be hot enough for a piece of straw that's touched to it would catch on fire. These are those that are more stringent than even on Pesach, that at the time was boiled heter. But since there's a chash that's considered something that the chometz is absorbed directly into the pot without any liquid source in between, therefore you need this libun. Achlibun koldu, Danish Yisrael, full of chash, and Bechut Sagi, even according to these opinions, we are lenient to use a more lenient type of libun. Nogin labna lechatchila, Yisagi, Bagolim ein loigulmas. Achatchila, we are knowing to do a libun on these frying pots, but if you did just the regular agola, it also helps.